Coming out as gay to family can be one of the most daunting moments in a child's life, and for parents, it can be hard to find the right words. How can parents respond appropriately to a child sharing the news, how to deal with their own personal beliefs, and how to help gay kids deal with discrimination and keep communication lines open? Those are a handful of the questions that our next guest tackles. With me now in studio is Kristen Russo, co-founder of the website Everyone is Gay and the author of This is a Book for Parents of Gay Kids. Kristen, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kristen, you came out to your parents when you were 17. Tell us how your parents handled it.
Well, I came out to my parents over Thanksgiving dinner, so don't do that to anyone listening who's thinking about it. And my parents were, you know, their first words were that they loved me and they would always love me. But my mom was raised in a very religious household, as were we, and so she struggled for a very long time with her faith and with then knowing that her daughter was gay.
And you said, don't come out to your parents over Thanksgiving. Why not?
I mean, I'm being a little silly, you know, do what you think is best. But I certainly would have preferred if our conversation had happened not in like the chaos that can be a holiday. I do think it's a time when a lot of young people come out, especially because for me, I was home from college. So it was the time, you know, and then I was going to go away again. So I do think Thanksgiving and, you know, the winter holidays, that's a big time when people come out.
So how did you end up writing this book? This is a book for parents of gay kids. Well, how did this come about?
Well, Danielle, my business partner and also the co-author of the book, and I have had Everyone is Gay for over 4 years. And we've been dialoguing with young lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender youth for, you know, all of that time and started to realize there was a common thread to their questions. They would come up to us after college events, after high school events, and then online would ask us, you know, can you please create something for my parents? Can you make a video? Can you come out to me? Can you come out to my parents for me? And so we looked to see what was there and we didn't find very much. And so our nature is to kind of do it if it hasn't been done.
So you say you didn't find very much. Why do you think there wasn't some simple common sense, you know, how-tos both for parents and for gay kids?
I don't know. I mean, you know, there have been books written. This certainly isn't the first book to ever tackle the topic, but so many of the books that are out there are written in the 70s or 80s, and they're super outdated. And then a lot of the other materials are very clinical in their approach, which isn't a bad thing, but, you know, a lot of parents and families want something to read that is not going to be simply clinical.
And so this ended up being geared toward parents, as your book title states. What is it that parents wanted to know? And were you surprised when they started joining this community and you started hearing from them instead of the gay kids?
I wasn't surprised because, you know, having gone through the coming out experience myself, I knew how many questions my mom and my dad both had during the process. But I think that, you know, Danielle and I had a large pool of parents when we were writing the table of contents. And it was really, really interesting to hear what some of their questions were. Some of them we knew, you know, is it a phase? We knew was a common question. But will my child be more promiscuous? I didn't think was still a question that parents had, and they did.
So going back to that very first moment for a parent when their child tells them they're gay, what are some of the things that can go wrong for parents, and what advice can you give them to fix some of those landmines?
You know, I think that for everyone involved in a coming out moment, it tends to be a little awkward, especially if it takes a parent by surprise. They may say something or ask something that they didn't want to say or ask. And so I think the first part of it is just forgiving yourself if you do say something you didn't mean to say, and know that you can always go back to your child and say, hey, I was surprised. I was taken off guard. I said these things, but what I actually mean is this. I think just knowing that you have that wiggle room and that what you say in that first moment isn't the end all be all. Coming out is a process. It's not just a moment.
And one thing you recommend, though, is not to ask the unfortunate question, are you sure?
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, I think that it takes away some power from your child. And there's a good chance that they may know very sure that they are gay, but there's also a chance that they aren't quite sure. And that shouldn't really matter. You know, as a parent, your kid is coming to you and they're sharing a very, very important part of themselves with you. And so even if they're not 100% sure, it's their acceptance is what they're looking for. They're looking for the acceptance of their parents, regardless of the certainty of the matter.
And there's so many angles on this that you take. And one of the questions you get is, what if, as a parent, I accidentally discover that my child is gay before they've come out to me? How do I handle that?
And I think, again, you know, coming out for the young person is a really important moment. It's a moment of ownership, and it can only happen when your child is ready. So if you accidentally discover something, as much as you can, keep that to yourself. Or, you know, if you have a close friend or you want to tell your spouse or something like that and have a conversation, that's fine. But asking your child outright or saying that you found something can be really upsetting, especially if they're not ready yet to be out to you, or if they're just not sure yet what their identity is.
And you have some advice in a scenario like that, where you say one thing that you could try is creating an atmosphere that's welcoming to a child who may down the road be coming out, without saying, hey, are you gay, which is coming at it, you know, right from the front, but just to create the atmosphere. How do you go about doing that?
Exactly. I mean, I think that, you know, I personally want to title the book, This is a Book for Parents of Kids, because I think that the most important part is creating accepting and welcoming environments, no matter the sexuality of your child. It's important regardless, because even if your kid is non-LGBTQ, they're going to be accepting of other people in the community if they have that environment. And it's really easy in this day and age to create that environment, because there's so much happening in the news alone. You know, you can bring up marriage equality in your home. You can bring up what's happening, you know, with the Catholic faith and the Pope, and all of these things. There's so many talking points. So just bringing it up in context of what's happening in the world around us is a great way to say that you're accepting and loving of people regardless of their sexuality or gender identity.
And one difficult aspect of this can be a parent whose religious views run contrary to what their child may be telling them. What advice do you have there?
Well, I went through that personally with my own mom, and so the religion chapter was actually very important for me. And I think that the most important thing for a parent of faith who's struggling with their beliefs to know is just don't close your door to your child. You know, as long as you can keep the communication open, it's okay if you have to go through a process. And it's also not out of the realm of possibility for you to have differing beliefs as your child and still love and respect them for who they are.
And so is that something that can, I imagine, take a bit of time? You start with not wanting to damage that relationship, but maybe move toward a place of greater understanding together.
Yeah, it took my mom and I, you know, almost 10 years to get to a place of deeper understanding. And that wasn't all, you know, yelling, crying time, but it was a journey for us. And I think it's different for everyone. But resources are so critical. Knowing, you know, my mom didn't have very many resources. And I think that if people of faith know that there are welcoming congregations, that there are plenty of LGBTQ people who are people of very deep faith, those are all very important pieces as a parent to have when you're working through that journey.
We're talking right now about parenting gay kids, learning what strategies can best help when parents communicate and support their gay children. And we'd like you to join the conversation. Are you a gay person who has come out to your parents? And what went well? What do you wish had gone a little bit differently? And what advice do you have maybe for parents who are grappling with this? And for parents on the flip side, what would you like to know about how to handle this territory and what worked in your life? Call 800-642-1234. We're exploring tips and strategies right now for parents with gay children, and we'd like you to weigh in. Are you the parent of a gay child? And what did you find most difficult to deal with when your child first came out to you? And what strategies do you find helpful in communicating with and supporting your child? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or send us a tweet. Our handle is @CentralTimeWPR. Kristen Russo stays with us now. She's co-founder of the website Everyone is Gay and the author of the book, This is a Book for Parents of Gay Kids. And we're going to take a first caller now. John is with us from Grand Rapids. Hi, John.
Hi. I kind of jumping in the middle. I'm sorry if you've addressed this. Your book deals with the child-parent relationship, and I had kind of a different perspective. My brother is gay, and he kind of got outed by his friends before he was ready to do that. I don't know what's the best timing or advice for the sibling perspective, but this is decades ago. I kept it a secret for over 10 years because he didn't want our mother to know. Just a different view. I wonder what your thoughts or concerns are about that and how times have changed with this issue as well.
Great questions. Thank you, John. And Kristen, what would you say to that one?
Yeah, well, you're definitely right about times changing in the last decade. You know, things are different and acceptance is at a different level in the country and in the world. But I think that, you know, what you did by respecting your brother's wishes was actually the right call. I mean, I would have told you, you know, to tell a friend, a close friend, at least somebody that you could talk to about it. But ultimately, when somebody is outed against their will and they don't want to be out yet, it's really important to respect that. And I think that you were probably the best brother you could have been by respecting that with him.
Okay, well, thank you so much, John. Hope that helps. And Kristen, you said one of the most common questions is...
Is it a phase?
Is it a phase?
Yeah.
That's something that parents often respond with then, right? Or is that something they're asking you?
Well, no, they ask their child usually directly. Or maybe not ask, but say, okay, I know you think this now, but it's a phase. I'm sure it'll go away. And they've asked us as well, what do I do if I think it's a phase? And, you know, Danielle and I always say that even if it is, like, first of all, what does that word even mean? But even if your child is not the person they are today in 5 years, that doesn't really make a difference. Who they are today is who they say they are today, and none of us can predict the future. So even if you think your child may not be a lesbian in 5 years, they're telling you they're a lesbian right now, and so accepting them for that is the most important part.
Is that difficult for parents to do? As a parent, you see so many things come and go, you know, tattoos, mohawks, I don't know, hanging out with different social groups. Is that something hard for parents to wrap their heads around, that that's maybe not the right question at this moment?
I think it is hard for parents to wrap their head around their child's sexuality or gender identity being different than they had thought it was going to be, because as a parent, you create a picture for what you think your child's future is going to look like. And it's really hard when that picture isn't lining up. But, you know, ultimately, even if you're right as the parent and your child isn't going to be a lesbian in 5 years, by you accepting them for who they are, they know to accept other people for who they are as well. So, you know, I think it's a kind of no harm, no foul situation if you're just showing your child love and acceptance.
Now, once parents have made peace with the news, how can they maintain a healthy dialogue with their children going forward?
Well, we like to say to be consistent. You know, if you're a parent who's always discussed things at the dinner table, keep doing that. If you're the kind of parent that elbows your kid in the ribs and says, isn't that guy cute? Do the same thing, but say, girl, you know, just maintain the human that you were before they came out, and then get informed. I think our book is a great starting point because it has a really expansive resources section in the back, too. So after you read the book, you have new places you can watch documentaries, read books, things like that, to bring in more information, because the more information you have, the better picture you can put together in your head of what your kid's future might look like.
And one thing going forward, once your child is out to you, they may want to be out in a broader circle. Maybe that involves coming out at school as well. And parents, I know, have gotten in touch with you and said, you know, is this safe? Is this something, you know, do I have to worry about my kid being bullied or, you know, even physical violence? How do you navigate those waters?
Well, that's a really tricky thing. And that was my dad's biggest concern, was would I be safe? And I think that as the parent, the first thing to look into is what resources are available at your kid's school, and ask your kid directly. Do they have a gay straight alliance? Do they have something in the school? Are there allies there for them? You know, that's the biggest piece, because even if your child does face discrimination in school, if there are teachers, a principal, administrators, or groups that support them, they will likely have the support they need to meet other people going through those things. So that's really, really critical.
Now, you're doing an event tonight at 7 o'clock at the UW-Madison. What are you going to be focusing on?
Tonight, actually, is a really special event for us. It's a college-focused event. So we'll be reading from the book, but the focus that Danielle and I bring to college campuses is trying to talk to young people about how accessible it is to make change. I think that there are so many people who think that the only way to make change is by becoming a full-time activist, and that's not the case. You know, even if all you do is make the commitment to be kind to everyone around you, that is in itself a huge act of change.
Is that what you mean on your website when you say everyone is gay?
Well, when we named Everyone is Gay, it was supposed to be a silly thing, but now it is. You know, Everyone is Gay symbolizes to Danielle and I that so many of the concerns and feelings that we have are very similar to those around us. If I'm afraid to come out to my parents, it's because I want their acceptance. And a lot of us can understand wanting the acceptance of our families, regardless of our sexuality or gender identity.
And so what would you say to people about those basic building blocks of human acknowledgement and kindness, no matter, you know, what you're talking about in terms of gender identity, gay, straight, LGBTQ, what have you?
I think that the most important thing to remember is just to really apply the being kind to everything. I think a lot of us think that being kind might mean being kind to our friends, or being kind might mean being kind just to non-celebrities and being, there are so many levels of being kind and being respectful that I think it's just constantly being on guard and constantly being aware of your surroundings and of how you're treating the world and the people around you.
Do you think that's something that young people in particular are struggling with right now?
I do. I think it's something that we all struggle with, not just young people. I think that for a lot of us, the easy thing is to say you're different and I have these thoughts about that difference that are negative. And I think that especially for young kids, Danielle and I spoke at a middle school yesterday, and you know, they were telling us some of the things that they do to each other, and it's just not nice at all, and it hurts them so deeply. And I think that letting people know that being kind is okay and is a big deal is so important.
Now, as we wrap up here, any additional resources besides your book that you want to steer parents or kids to, families?
Yeah, well, PFLAG is an organization that's been around since the 70s, and they do a lot of really great on-the-ground community work. So if you're at a place as a parent or a family member of an LGBTQ person where you feel like you want to meet other people in that position in your community, you can go to a local PFLAG chapter and sit down and talk with other people in person. So we offer the book and the online presence, and PFLAG does a really great job of in-person.
Terrific. Kristen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Kristen Russo, co-founder of the website Everyone is Gay and author of the book This is a Book for Parents of Gay Kids. You can catch Kristen and her co-author, Danielle Owens-Reed, at a public talk at the UW-Madison tonight at 7 o'clock. For details about that event, you can go to their website, Everyone is Gay.